In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. In this program we would like to attract your kind attention to: first, exegesis and the hidden meaning of the verse of Noor. Second, luminosities in the Holy Quran denote these divine personalities: the Holy Prophet Muhammad, Bibi Fatima, Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, and the 11 subsequent infallible Imams, alayhimus salam. Third, the exalted houses in the Holy Quran denote the houses of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. Fourth, darkness in the Holy Quran denotes the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, such as Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, Muawiyah, Yazid, Iyasha, Hafsi, Hind, Umal Hakam, etc. First verse. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, a likeness of His light is as a niche in which is a lamp, the lamp is in a glass, and the glass is as it were a brightly shining star, lit from a blessed olive tree, neither eastern nor western, the oil whereof almost gives light though fire touch it not, light upon light, Allah guides to His light whom He pleases, and Allah sets forth parables for men, and Allah is cognizant of all things. The Holy Quran 24:35. This holy verse is one of the allegorical verses, having hidden meanings, and there are several aspects in its explanation. The apparent translation is, it is Allah who grants light to the skies and the earths from the light of His existence and knowledge and guidance, as well as the outward shine of the stars, etc. The attribute and quality and example of Allah's light is like the niche, and it is the hole in which the lamp is kept. Some have said that there is a sphere in that lantern which contains a wick, and as if there is a lamp in that niche, and that the lamp may be in a lantern made of glass, and that lantern may be shining like a very bright star or Venus, and that lamp has been lighted by the bounteous tree of olive, and that olive tree is neither eastern nor western. Some have said that it might not have grown either in the east or in the west, that the sunshine may or may fall on it sometimes, and sometimes may not fall on it, rather it might have grown in some expansive desert on top of a mountain, where it might be receiving sunshine all the time, so that its fruit might be ripe, and its oil extremely pure. Some have said that it may not be either on the east or on the west of habitation, but in the middle of it, which is Syria and the olive oil wherefrom is the best of all olive oils the world over. Some have said that it must not have grown where sun remains shining all the time to burn it down, nor in a land where sun may not shine at all keeping it unripe. It should have grown at a place where the sun may shine and may not shine alternately, and it seems as if the oil will light up all, by itself without any approach of fire, and its radiance may go on increasing, light upon light, because the purity of olive oil, and the brightness of the lantern, and the safety of the lamp holder, and thus its light or brightness, multiplies. Allah guides whomsoever He wishes towards His light, and provides examples for the people, and Allah is all-knowing. The commentators have explained the meaning of this verse from many angles. The first is that Allah has described this example for His Prophet. The niche is the holy heart of the Holy Messenger, and the lamp is His wisdom-filled soul, and the glass is the messengership, which is neither Eastern nor Western, neither Christian nor Jewish. Because Christians face east and Jews towards the west while praying. The bountiful tree is Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and the light, Muhammad, which is about to come before people, visibly though not audibly. Second, that niche may mean Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and lamp may be Ismail, alayhi salam, and glass may be Muhammad, and the blessed tree may mean Ibrahim, because the Holy Prophet Muhammad was born from his loins, and they have been neither eastern nor western. The oil whereof almost gives light though fire touch it not may mean it is likely that the niceties of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, may become visible and apparent very soon, before he gets revelation. Light upon light may mean that messengership is a kind of light which is from the lineage of messengers. Third, the niche is Abdul Muttalib and lamp is Abdullah, and glass is the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who is neither eastern nor western, rather he is a Meccan, and Mecca is situated in the middle of the world map. Fourth, this example has been given by Allah, for the believer and the niche is his soul, and the lamp his chest or heart, and the glass is faith, and the Quran which is in his heart, and it brightens or shines through that bountiful tree, which is sincerity about Allah. So, that tree remains evergreen, like the tree around which other trees have grown, and the shine of the sky does not reach that tree at the time of sunrise, nor at the time of sunset, and this is the example of a believer. No trial or tribulation affects him adversely as he lives with four virtues or attributes. If Allah grants him something, he thanks him, and if he is caught in some difficulty, he remains patient, and when he gives a judgment, or issues an order, he does so with justice, and when he speaks, he tells the truth. Thus his example among all people is like a living man, who walks through the graves of the dead ones. Light above light means his word is light, and his deed or act is light. His entering every affair is light, and coming out of it is also light, and so also is his return towards light on the day of judgment. Fifth, Allah has given this example regarding the Holy Quran. Thereby the niche is the Quran, the lamp is a believer's heart, the glass is his tongue and mouth, and the bountiful tree is the revelation. The oil whereof almost gives light though fire touch it not means, it is likely that, soon the argument of Quran will become clear, even if it is not recited, or that the proofs of Allah may become clear to the creations, and for a man who ponders over it, even if Quran is not revealed, and it is light above light means that, the Quran is the light along with all those which were before it. The statement, Allah guides to his light whom he pleases, means Allah guides whom he wills towards messengership and imamah. Apart from these, other explanations have also been given by the commentators, but they would be too lengthy to mention them here. Traditions available in the explanation of this verse are also of a various kinds. First, Ali ibn Ibrahim has quoted Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, in the explanation of this verse that, the niche is the Lady Fatimatos Zahra and, in her is the lamp, means Imam Hassan and, the lamp is in the glass, means Imam Hussein, and since both these gentlemen are from one, and the same nur or light, both of them have been compared with the glass. The Imam, alayhi salam, said that, the glass is also the Lady Fatima, meaning the Lady Fatima, salam ala alayha, is like a shining star among all the women of this world and the heavens, and, the blessed tree, is Ibrahim. Neither Eastern nor Western, means he is neither a Jew nor a Christian. The oil whereof almost gives light though fire touch it not, means it is as if very soon knowledge would gush out from them and their progeny. Light upon light, means imams will be born one after the other. Allah guides to his light, whom he pleases, means Allah guides whomsoever he wills towards the imams. The blessed Kolaini and Forat ibn Ibrahim have also narrated this report in some ways. And Al-Mahili has, in Najul Hakt Vakashfos Sedt, and Ibn Batriq has, in Umda, and Sayyid ibn Tawuz in Tara'if, have narrated similarly from Ibn Maghazali Shafi, and he has said that, the niche means Fatima and lamp means Hassan and Hussein and that, Fatima is like a shining star, Kakabundorian, among all the women of the world till the end. In order to make the matter more clear, we say that, when Ibrahim was the root of prophets, and the best man, and that prophets are like its branches, and that from that branch, many different branches sprouted of messengers and legatees, in the progeny of Hazrat Ishaq, who are the Bani Israel, and in the children of Ismail, the best in whom are the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and his legatees, and because of them three branches of Ahli Kitab, people of the book viz. Jews, Christian, and Muslims came into being. Therefore, Ibrahim, alayhi salam, is the branch, and on the basis of both like the olive tree, and since fulfillment of the fruits of this tree, and the permeation of the radiances of the olive oil was more perfect, and to the maximum level, because these great personalities were more graceful than all the messengers and legatees, and as these honorable personalities were the medium nation, Ummatan Vazita, and the moderate imams, Imam Awusta, and since their shariat and laws, characters, And manners were most judicious as Almighty Allah and said. And thus, we have made you a medium or just nation, the Holy Quran 2, 143. There being moderate is being moderate in laws, for example, the Christians face the West, and the Jews face the East at the time of their prayers, but the prayer direction of this Ummah is in the middle of the two. Likewise the laws of retaliation, and blood money, and all other rules of Muslims are moderate. Therefore, the Almighty Allah has compared Ibrahim with the olive. Because of these great brightness saying that, it is neither eastern nor western, which means, it does not go to any extremity, but remains middle and balanced, as is the case with the Jews and the Christians. The Christians have been called eastern and the Jews western, looking at their prayer directions. It is also possible that, the verse may mean olive which remains in the middle of the tree which may not be either in the east as the sun does not shine over it at midday, or in the west of the world where the sun shines over them at the time of sunrise. Thus, the simile becomes more perfect, and more conclusive. And in doubt olive means the remote matter, and its knowledge which is for Imama and Khalifa, the origin whereof is Ibrahim, alayhi salam. Therefore, the Almighty Allah addressed him saying, surely, I will make you an Imam of men, the Holy Quran 2, 124. Which has been transmitted into their holy progeny, and olive means the rare elements of revelation and inspiration, and the brightness, and radiance of olive means the spreading of knowledge from those elements. Though fire touch it not, means either revelation or asking, because asking also brightens the fire of knowledge, and light upon light has been explained as the Imams arriving one after another, because every Imam who comes after his predecessor increases the knowledge and wisdom, and light in the creation, just as we have described. The equanimity and excellence of this explanation is as bright as the day. Secondly, Ibn Babiway has, in Tawhid and Mani al-Akbar, with reliable chains of narrators, quoted Fozail ibn Yasar that, he asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, about the verse, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. In reply the Imam said, the entire sky and earth are radiant by the light of Almighty Lord Allah. I asked what does, a likeness of his light, means? He said, his Noor is Muhammad. Then, I inquired about the niche. And he replied, the niche means the soul of Muhammad. I questioned, what does the lamp means? He replied, it contains the light of knowledge, meaning messengership or prophethood. I asked, what does, the lamp is in the glass, means? And he explained, the transmission of the light of Muhammad into the heart of Amir al-Mu'mineen. I asked about, as it were? And he said, why do you recite, as it were? I asked, what should I read? He said, and the glass is as it were a brightly shining star. I asked what is meant by, lit from a blessed olive tree, neither eastern nor western? He said, these are the virtues of Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, who was neither a Jew nor a Christian. I asked about, the oil whereof almost gives light though fire touch it not? And he explained that very soon knowledge may come out from the mouth of an Imam from Ali Muhammad, alayhimas salam, even before its asking, or he may know of it, even before that through inspiration. Then I asked about, light upon light? And he said the advent of the Imams, one after another. The recitation of, Ka'innahu, has not been quoted from the rare, and that being of the masculine gender of the pronoun is by way of predicate, or by way of explaining the glass, Zujaja, or it is also likely that Zujaja, second one, might not have been there in the recitation of Ahlul Bayt. In Basairat Darajat and Iqtisas, Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that, a likeness of his light, is the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, as a niche in which is a lamp is elm, knowledge, and the lamp is in a glass, is Amir al-Mu'mineen and that, the knowledge of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is only with him. Likewise, Furat has, in Tafsir, quoted Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, saying that, a likeness of his light, means the knowledge is in the heart of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and a glass is the heart of Ali, alayhi salam, lit from a blessed olive tree. Here lit means knowledge, and neither Eastern nor Western that, the knowledge came from Ali Ibrahim towards Prophet Muhammad and from him Ali, alayhi salam, got it. He is neither Eastern nor Western means, neither a Jew nor a Christian, what is meant by the oil whereof almost gives light though fire touch it not, is that very soon a scholar will speak with knowledge even before he is asked. In Kashf al-Ghamma, there is a narration from Dala'ili Himyari that, people asked for the meaning of Nij, Mishkat, from Imam Askari, alayhi salam. The Imam wrote in response that, Nij is the soul of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moreover, in Tawhid, there is narration from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, in Nij means the heart or chest of the Holy Prophet. The knowledge of the Prophet came in the heart of Ali, which means the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, taught everything to Ali, alayhi salam. In lit from a blessed olive tree, it is meant ilm or knowledge, neither Eastern nor Western, means he is neither a Jew nor a Christian. The oil whereof almost gives light though fire touch it not, means it is likely that soon a scholar from Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam, maybe describe his knowledge, even before he is asked about it. Light upon light means one imam will be followed by another, who will be supported by knowledge and wisdom, and that this routine has continued, ever since the time of Prophet Adam, alayhi salam, and will continue till the day of Qiyamah, and that only those gentlemen are the legatees, asiya, whom Allah has appointed his caliphs, and made them his hoja, or proof on his creation. The world will never be without them. In Kafi, with reliable chains of narrators, it is narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, transferred the knowledge which was with him to Ali, alayhi salam, that is, to his vasi. This is the meaning of the divine word Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Allah says, I am the guide of the residents of the sky and the earth. The example of this knowledge, which I have given to him is my light from which people get guidance like the niche, which contains a lamp. The niche is the heart of Muhammad, and the lamp is the light of knowledge, which is in his heart. And the word of the Lord of the universe, which says that the lamp is in a glass, it means that I will call Muhammad to me, and give the knowledge which is with him, to his legatee. Just as people keep a lamp in a lantern made of glass. And the glass is as it were a brightly shining star, means the grace of his legatee Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. Lit from a blessed olive tree is the original bountiful lineage of Ibrahim as the Lord of the universe has said about him. The mercy of Allah, and his blessings are on you, O people of the house, surely, he is praised, glorious. The Holy Quran 11, 73. And also stated, surely, Allah chose Adam and Nuh, and the descendants of Ibrahim and the descendants of Imran above the nations. The Holy Quran 3, 33. Meaning you are not a Jew, who may pray towards the west, not are you a Christian who may pray facing east. But you are on the path of Ibrahim as has Allah Almighty said. Ibrahim was not a Jew nor a Christian, but he was an upright man, a Muslim, and he was not one of the polytheists. The Holy Quran 3, 67. But, what is meant by the divine words, the oil whereof almost gives light though fire touch it not, is that the example of your progeny is like oil which is being extracted from olive. Very soon they will speak with the prophetic knowledge though no angel may come to him with revelation. Third, Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated, from Abdullah ibn Jandab that, he wrote to Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, asking him about the commentary of this verse. The Hazrat wrote in response, doubtlessly, Muhammad was the trustee of Allah on earth. After he was taken up from the world, we, Ahlul Bayt, are the trustees of Allah on the earth. We have the knowledge of people's calamities and death and the lineage of people, and of the one who was born on Islam. And there is no group by which 100 of people led astray, or a group by which 100 led, unless we know its driver and its leader and spokesman. And we know surely by looking at anyone, whether he is a believer or a hypocrite. Our Shia followers have been written, with their names and the names of all of their elders. Allah has taken a covenant and an oath, from us and from them that, they will go wherever we go, and wherever we will enter, they will also enter. None save us and they, are on the community or millet of Islam, and we will benefit by the light of the Prophet on the day of Qiyamah, and the Prophet will benefit from the light of Allah. And our Shia partisans will catch hold of our light. Whoever will follow us, will get salvation, and whoever will remain detached from us, will be destroyed, and whosoever will deny our imamah is a disbeliever, and whosoever will follow us and our friends, is a believer. And any disbeliever will not love us. And any believer will not hate us. Whosoever will die, loving us, God will revive and gather him with us. Verily, we guide the one who follows us, and also gets guidance by us. And the one who does not love us, is not from us, and he has no share of Islam. Allah has initiated religion with us, and he has also concluded it on us. It is due to our grace that Allah grows your provision from the earth, and it is due to our grace that Allah pours down water from the sky, and it is due to our grace that Allah saves you from drowning in the sea, and from sinking in the earth, and it will be due to our grace that Allah will give you the benefit in your life, and in your grave, and in the field of gathering, Hashr, and on the bridge or Sirat, and near the balance or Mizan, and make you enter paradise. In the Book of Allah, our example is that of a niche, and that niche has in it a lamp. So, we are that niche wherein is the lamp, and the lamp is the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and the lamp is in a glass, the apparent meaning of which is the Hazrat. According to the report of Forat, we are the glass, and the glass is as it were a brightly shining star, lit from a blessed olive tree, neither eastern nor western, which means there is no defect of any kind in his holy lineage, which may be sometimes related to the east and sometimes to the west, and in the words, the oil whereof almost gives light though fire touch it not, fire means Quran. The Holy Quran is equated to the fire. Because proper use of fire is beneficial, and its improper use results in loss and destruction. Likewise, is the case with Quran. If its meanings, as intended in the revelations, are understood through the appropriate persons, infallible imams, then it is the means of welfare and salvation in the hereafter, and if it is obtained from unqualified people, it becomes the cause of eternal destruction, and the imam is all in all, light. Because he is the cause of success both in this worldly life, and in the hereafter. Light upon light, means the arrival of imam after imam. Allah guides to his light whom he pleases, means the light of the imamah, and it is the resolve of Allah to appoint our valet and our Shia in such a manner that his face may be bright, and his argument clear, and his proof may be precious in the sight of Allah. Our enemy will appear with a dark face on the day of judgment. His arguments will be false, and it is the decision of Allah to make our friends, the companions of the messengers, the truthful ones, martyrs, and the righteous people, and how nice are his friends. And it is the resolution of Allah to make our enemies, the companions of Satan's and disbelievers, and how bad are their friends. Our martyrs have a tenfold grace over all other martyrs. So, we are the noble ones, and we are the sons and legatees of the prophets. We are the dignitaries, among all peoples, along with Allah, the best and the highest. We are the dignitaries in the Book of Allah, and we are, among all peoples, along with Prophet of Allah, the best and the highest, and it is we for whom Allah has reserved his religion. He has made plain to you of the religion what he enjoined upon Nuh, and that which we have revealed to you, and that which we enjoined upon Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, that keep to obedience, and be not divided therein. The Holy Quran 42:13. That is, remain steadfast on the religion of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Hard to the unbelievers is, that which you call them to. That is, who deny the vilaya of Ali, which you invite them to accept, Vilaya of Ali, is hard for them. Allah chooses for himself, whom he pleases, and guides to himself, him who turns to him, frequently. The Imam said, Allah draws whom he likes towards him, and he guides whom he wills, meaning, O Prophet, Allah guides him who accepts your vilaya. Similarly, Muhammad ibn Abbas has narrated from Imam Sa'adik that Imam Zainal Abidin, alayhimus salam, said, our example, in the Book of Allah, is like niche. So, we are the niche, and niche is the hole wherein a lamp is placed, and the lamp is in a glass, and the glass is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the glass is as it were a brightly shining star is Ali ibn Abi Talib. Light upon light is the Holy Quran and, Allah guides to his light whom he pleases, means Allah guides towards our vilaya, everyone whom he loves. Fourth, Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, has, in the explanation of the verse of Nur, the Holy Quran 24:35, said that, Allah began his light as is his guidance in the heart of a believer. As a niche in which is a lamp is the chest of the believer, and glass is his heart, and the lamp is the radiance that Allah has put in his heart. Lit from a blessed olive tree is the lineage of the believer. Neither eastern nor western means that, it is in the middle of the mountain, so that, it may be neither eastern, where sun rays may not fall on it at the time of sunset, nor is it western where, it may not receive sun rays at the time of daybreak. Rather, it is at a point where it gets light at all times. The oil whereof almost gives light, though fire touch it not means, it is likely that very soon the light which Allah has placed in his heart may begin to spread brightness without saying anything by the tongue. Light upon light means duty after duty and sunnah or tradition, over sunnah. Allah guides to his light whom he pleases, means Allah leads whom he likes towards his obligatory duties, and the recommended deeds. He said, and Allah sets forth parables for men, means Allah has given the example for the faithful. The business of every faithful is to go round or keep going round five nurs or lights. His entering in every one of the said works is a nur, and to come out of it or conclusion, is also nur. His talking is nur and his knowledge is nur. On the day of judgment, his returning towards his Lord is also nur. The Hazrat said, Subhanallah, Allah has no examples? So, therefore do not give likenesses to Allah. The Holy Quran 16:74.